KPP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Both presidential candidates in Texas today. Donald Trump repeating a new line in Austin.
We're like a garbage can for the rest of the world to dump the people that they don't want. Do you know what they say from that? Their mental institutions are being emptied out. Their jails and prisons are being emptied out. And their gangs and their drug dealers and everybody's being taken off the streets.
Kamala Harris in Houston.
He really belittles our country. This is someone who is a former president of the United States who has a bully pulpit. And this is how he uses it to tell the rest of the world that somehow the United States of America is trash.
Sources tell AP Chinese hackers targeted cell phones used by Trump and running mate J.D. Vance, as well as people associated with the Harris campaign. Meantime, Ed Donahue reports the Washington Post says it will not be endorsing a candidate.
The Post reported on its own decision, quoting anonymous sources who said an endorsement of Kamala Harris over Donald Trump had been written but not published, and the company's owner, billionaire Jeff Bezos, made the decision. Post publisher Will Lewis wrote in a column, the decision was actually a return to a tradition the paper had years ago of not endorsing candidates. Former executive editor Martin Barron says the decision is cowardice, with democracy as its casualty, and disturbing spinelessness at an institution fame for courage. The Los Angeles Times also announced it is not endorsing a presidential candidate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Gaza, Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes killed 38 people in the south, while in the north, Israeli forces raided one of the few functioning hospitals. More Israeli strikes in Lebanon, too. Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Michael Jeffries has pleaded not guilty to federal sex trafficking and interstate prostitution charges. And Phil Lesh, bass guitarist and founding member of the Grateful Dead, has died at the age of 84. This is AP News. The number of people sickened in the E. coli outbreak tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounders has grown to 75 in 13 states. Facing financial struggles, Spirit Airlines cutting jobs and selling off some of its jets. Russia's central bank has raised its key interest rate to a record 21%. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks gave up an early gain and closed mostly lower on Wall Street, ending a six-week winning streak. The S&P 500 ended little changed Friday. The Dow fell 259 points. It's about 0.6%. Gains for several big tech stocks, including NVIDIA and Microsoft, sent the NASDAQ composite up 0.6%. Capri Holdings, owner of Versace and Michael Kors, lost almost half its value after a judge halted a purchase of the company by the maker of Coach handbags. The stock market has been feeling pressure this week from higher treasury yields, which makes stocks less appealing to investors. Treasury yields rose again in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.